Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Good morning and welcome. Thank you for driving in from the rain and the storm to be with us this morning. Welcome all those who are here, and welcome to all those who are online. It is good that we are here this morning, and together we will experience God in word and in sacrament, and in the presence of each other. This is the first Sunday of Advent, and we begin our Advent journey together, today together. It's going to be a long one. But we journey with the wisdom of Advent, which is to wait in patience, to wait for the coming. Our service this morning will be a little bit different than last week, so just pay attention to those differences and enjoying us now as we worship. I invite you to respond as in the words as printed in your bulletin. This is the day the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
I invite you all now to stand if you can stand, knowing that if you cannot stand, the church stands with and for you. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who opens the heavens and draws near to us with salvation.
Amen.
God is patient and merciful, desiring all to come to repentance, trusting this promise of grace. Let us confess our sins. Everlasting God,
you love justice and you hate wrongdoing. We confess the fear, greed, and self-centeredness that make us reluctant to work against oppression. We are complicit in systems of exploitation. We chose comfort over courage. We are careless in creation's bounty. Look upon us with mercy. Turn our hearts again to you. Make us glad to do your will and to walk in your ways for the sake of our waking world. Amen.
Hear these words of assurance. God clothes you with garments of salvation and covers you with the robes of righteousness. In the tender compassion of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. God's covenant is eternal, and God's blessing rests upon you.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Part of our Advent journey, we will be lighting one candle per week as we move through the 4 weeks of Advent. Invite us now to sing hymn 240, the first verse, "Light One Candle to Watch for Messiah." Let us pray. Praise to you, O God, our salvation, who is near. You hold us in our waiting and keep us awake to the world. You show up in our lives at unexpected times and bless us as we light this candle to keep vigil for your arrival. We trust that even though we do not know the day or the hour, you will hurry to gather all people to your peace.
In peace, in peace, let us pray.
How's everyone today?
Good.
Good. You know, do you like this time of year?
Yeah.
Yes. Is it your favorite? Maybe. But what are you most excited about for this year? Christmas. What happens at Christmas? You get presents. Yes, we all are excited about Christmas. But it's not Christmas yet, is it? It's the holiday season. But Christmas is still to come, and we're in this moment of waiting. We're waiting. And what do we do when we wait? How do we keep the time?
Cry.
We cry. You read. Who has hopes? You dream about what you might get. Yeah, you're excited about what you might get. And then we also count time. So we also light a candle each Sunday as we journey, and we know when we get all four lit, it's going to be Christmas Eve. And this year, it literally will be Christmas Eve when we do that. And I invite you into another activity to do while you wait. We have a tradition called Advent calendars, and every day there's an activity for you. God, this is for you. Every day there, yes, he's coming, Charlie. Every day there's an activity, and if you want, every day, and only once a day, you can color a spot, and then we can count down Advent together. But friends, is it only Christmas that we're waiting for? No. Because the miracle of Christmas is that God comes to us. And so even though it's special and we love Christmas, we're also waiting for God to come again. And so let this Advent be filled with both waitings, both hopings. Because we know God will come in Jesus again for us. So let us pray. Let us all extend our hands on the count of three. We will bring our hands together like we're praying. One, two, three. Repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for loving us.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for making us wait.
Thank you for making us wait.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for coming.
Amen.
Amen.
And now we invite you guys to go to Sunday school.
Beside the still waters, he lead me. My house. morning. Our first reading is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 64. Hear now the word. Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down, so that the mountains would quake at your presence, as when the fire kindles brushwood and the fire causes water to boil. Make your name known to your adversaries, so that the nations might tremble at your presence. When you did awesome deeds that we did not expect, you came down, the mountains quaked at your presence. From ages past, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you, who works for those who wait for him. You meet those who gladly do right, those who remember you in your ways. But you were angry, and we sinned, because you hid yourself, we transgressed. We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a filthy cloth. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, take us away. There is no one who calls on your name or attempts to take hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us and have delivered us into the hand of our iniquity. Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are our potter. We are all the work of your hand. Do not be exceedingly angry, O Lord, and do not remember iniquity forever. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm is on page 5 of your bulletin. If you please read the bold text. This is from Psalm 80. Hear, O shepherd of Israel, leading Joseph like a flock. Shine forth, you that are enthroned upon the cherubim.
In the presence of your brethren, stir up your strength and come to help us.
Restore us, O God. Let your face shine upon us, and we shall be saved.
O Lord God of hosts, how long will we wait for you when you hold prayer?
You have fed them with the bread of tears. You have given them bowls of tears to drink.
You have made us a derision from our neighbors, and our enemies have us to scorn.
Restore us, O God of hosts. Let your face shine upon us, and we shall be saved.
Let your hand be on the one at your right hand, the one you have made so strong for yourself.
And so will we never turn away from you. Give us life, that we may call upon your name.
Restore us, O Lord God of hosts. Let your face shine upon us, and we shall be saved.
The second reading is from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 1. Hear now the word. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that has been given you in Christ Jesus. For in every way you have been enriched in him, in speech and knowledge of every kind, just as the testimony of Christ has been strengthened among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will also strengthen you to the end, so that you may be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful. By him you are called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The 14th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
lost in the wrong part. But in those days, after that suffering, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give us light. And the stars will be falling from heaven and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth, the ends of heaven. From this fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branches become tender and they put forth its leaves, you know that the summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near at the very gate. Truly, I tell you this, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. But about that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. So beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. So like man going on a journey, when he leaves his home and puts his slaves in charge, each with his own work, and he commands the doorkeeper to be on watch. Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or at the cock crow, or at dawn. Or else, he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Well, welcome, friends, to Advent, and welcome to a very strange and wonderful text. And I know we're going to kind of struggle with this text this morning. We're trying to figure out what is it saying to us. And we have it today on this first Sunday of Advent. We have this text every year on this first Sunday, so that we can reflect on what it actually is that we are waiting for. Is it just the fun of Christmas, or is there a deeper truth here that causes us to wait? And of course, the strangeness of this text gets us, doesn't it? We want to know what is going on. And my friends, it's because there's this other word that we don't understand. And this word is apocalypse. We hear that this is Jesus' apocalyptic teaching. And we struggle with what that word means. And the struggle is quite simple, only because we watched too many movies and read too many books. And the apocalypse is always about the end of the world. The apocalyptic movie is the movie where everything is over and end because of a disaster, or the aliens, or the zombies. And the post-apocalyptic movie is what happens afterwards. And so we think, therefore, that's what Jesus is talking about. But friends, the first step in understanding what is going on this morning is to understand that the word apocalypse is a Greek word for unveiling. It's a pulling back. It's a revelation. It's a showing. Jesus is trying to show something. And as he's showing it, it typically has a typical pattern in scriptures. The apocalypse of scriptures has a specific pattern. Our author is speaking of a present crisis in metaphor and language of a giant end-of-the-world type scenario. It's the symbol and it's the metaphor that gets us. But friends, we're not unused to speaking in this type of metaphor. And I'm going to ask us to think now about the last giant cataclysmic crisis we have faced as a society. And that was, if you think back a few years ago, to the start of the pandemic. Right? Did that not feel like the end of the world? When you went to the grocery store on that first day after the lockdown, or maybe it was the day before the lockdown, and the meat section was barren, and you were trying to get everything you could have because you didn't know when the next time you were going to be at the store, only to find with horror upon horror that giant empty shelf that at one point held the world's toilet paper, and it was now empty. Did you not say, this is the end? Did you not feel that fear in you? And so we may have spoken and said words like, this is the end. The fabric of society is coming across, pulling apart. The first day of that lockdown, I reported to work at the prison. And typically we had this long, long driveway to get to the staff parking lot. And it was just a barren driveway. But this moment, without warning, there were security checkpoints and people in full biohazard gear coming to your car, taking your temperature, reaching in, asking you 14 questions if you had a fever, if you felt aches or pains. It just came out of nowhere, and it felt so foreign. And then before my blood pressure could even calm down from that encounter, they handed me one N95 mask and said, this is the only mask you're going to get for the next 30 days. And then I walked into my office, sat down, and I got a call from my captain, and he said, Smithies, prepare this institution for a mass casualty event. Because we had no idea what was going on. So we found rooms for morgues, where to put bodies, where we could isolate people. We called the National Guard, and we got this giant tent-like hospital that we erected in the big yard. And when you push the button, it all inflated up. And you walked into that, I had this moment like, I am now in that apocalyptic movie. It didn't feel real, but it felt like the end. And yet, if we think about it, even in those moments of fear, it wasn't really the end, and we knew it, right? We knew the world would go on. We knew civilization would go on. And yet, we still use words like, this is the end. And friends, that is exactly what is happening in our text today in the book of Mark. The book of Mark was written in a moment in the history of the early church when there was a giant cataclysmic war that was being fought in Israel between a band that wanted independence and the Roman legion. It was so cataclysmic that over half of all the Roman legions fought in Judea. Was one of the largest campaigns in ancient history. And if you were living in there at that moment, you would feel like your world is falling apart. but the fabric of society was falling. And the Romans would besiege Jerusalem, destroy it, and burn down the temple. And so our text is speaking to this moment in the language that we all speak of in those crises, as if this is the end. And this is what the apocalypse means. That moment when there's an unveiling before you. And our unveiling here in this text, and I know this is not yet a cheerful Advent message, is what? This moment can come at any moment. So be awake and alert. My friends, we do not need to look to the future to think that bad things only occur then. They occur all around us. It only takes one moment for you to have an individual apocalypse. An incident outside, a phone call about your loved one, a phone call about from your doctor about a test result, and your world is shaken. Your world, in a sense, comes to an end. And again, we don't like talking about that at Christmas time, do we? We want to pretend that all the troubles of the world are pushed to one side. We want to be happy and merry and joyful, and we hide away the truths that are around us. And then, of course, we wonder why there are so many depressed people in the holidays. And so our revealing today is this truth, that the world is not as it should be. The world has its own moments that come for us. And in the midst of this world is the reality of sin and death. That reality is real. That reality is a crisis moment for us all. And into that, the promise comes. Into that, we are told, here comes one like the Son of Man. Here comes Christ Jesus for us. So there are two things in concluding I want us to think about today. The promise comes in two ways. God is with you. God is with you not because of the crisis or after the crisis, but now in the moment. Luther would say Christ is present in pain and in suffering. Christ is here with you. And that is, my friends, a passage that we are going to read in a few weeks with this passage from Matthew. You shall conceive and bear a son, and you will name him Emmanuel. And Emmanuel is the Hebrew word that literally says, God is with you. And that baby child with us to grow up in our world, in our world filled of the cold of the night, of the pain and the suffering, and that Emmanuel will have his own apocalyptic moment on the cross. God, is that real to you that comes to us there? And there is a second promise. God is with you, and that this is not the end. There is hope. My friends, the cross has put to death sin and death. There is no more death. There is only resurrection now. And so ultimately, friends, there is no apocalyptic end of the world, because the world will not end. It will only be transformed in the power of the resurrection. And it's that hope that gathers us today. God will return in Christ and set the world right. Wrongs will be righted, hate will die, and love and peace of God's presence will reign. That is not an ending, friends. That is a new beginning. And so we gather today at the feast, table to celebrate this victory feast that we will eat now because of what Christ has done, and eat knowing that Christ is with us, and we eat also knowing that we will eat this meal with God and the whole of creation in that moment when God comes again and restores us all. My friends, that way is our Advent journey. Amen.
With hope and expectation, we offer our prayers for the church, the world, and all who await God's day of restoration. Call your church into holy fellowship as we await the restoration of all things. Re-energize your faithful people to live with hope and compassion. especially those who serve as missionaries near and far. Center us on your promise to come among us and make all things new. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
All creation signals your presence, O God, the vastness of the cosmos, the turn of the seasons, and living things that both rest and flourish. Rekindle our commitment to care for the earth. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Let the nations tremble at your holy presence, that justice and liberation prevail in all corners of the earth. Restore peace to nations in conflict. Teach righteousness to corrupt leaders and systems, and bring stability to areas facing uncertain futures. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Enrich the spirits of all who feel hopeless, fearful, or despairing. Stay close to those who await healing or relief, especially Aaron, Kevin, Kelly, Clifford, Madeline, Twyla, Karen, Colin, Sue, Susan, David, Fran, Meredith, Paul, Mike, Helen, Shannon, victims of the war in Ukraine and in Israel, the earthquake in Morocco, St. Timothy Church, and recovery efforts in Maui. Deliver all in any need, merciful God.
Receive our prayer.
Be with those who keep awake at night, nurses working overtime shifts, caregivers of newborns and aging adults, stargazers, those who are anxious, or those who are traveling. Reveal to all that the dark can be a place of calm and comfort filled with your presence. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
You have sent out your angels and gathered your faithful people from every time and place, calling them into one fellowship of saints. Bless the witness of those who dwell in your eternal presence, especially Francis Xavier, whom we commemorate today. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Listen to these and all our prayers, O God of hosts, and restore us with your great and everlasting mercy.
Amen.
May the peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
I invite you now to share the peace of Christ with those around you. Thank you. invite us all now to stand and sing our offering hymn. Provider, by your merciful hand, abundance springs up from the earth. Receive and bless these gifts of your own bounty. Let them be a sign of your steadfast love and faithfulness to all peoples, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus Christ. You comforted your people with the promises of the Redeemer, through whom you will also make all things new. In the day when he comes to judge the world in righteousness, and so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth, and the host of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy.
The beginning and the end, the giver of life. Blessed are you for the birth of creation. Blessed are you in the darkness and in the light. Blessed are you for your promises to your people. Blessed are you in the prophets' hopes and dreams. Blessed are you for Mary's openness to your will. Blessed are you for your Son, Jesus, the Word made flesh. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me. Let us proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again.
With this bread and cup, we remember your word dwelling amongst us, full of grace and truth. We remember our new birth in his death and resurrection, and we look for hope for his coming.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Holy God, we long for your spirit. Come among us. Bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people. Fill us with your light and bring the gift of peace on earth.
Come, Holy Spirit.
All praise and glory are yours, Holy One of Israel, Word of God incarnate, Power of the Most High, One God, now and forever.
Amen.
Gathered together, let us pray as our Savior taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
You may be seated. These are the gifts of God for the people of God, and all people are invited for to take of the blessings of this table. In a moment, the usher will come forward, and we ask you to fill in our communion rail from left to right, and come if you wish to receive communion with your hand outstretched. We have gluten-free options available, and we also have dark liquid, which is wine, and a light liquid, which is grape juice, which will be offered for you. If you wish to just come for a blessing, you can come and cross your arms, but know that all are welcome here, and all means all beings. You can receive communion, so we invite you now, come. Amen.
Come to the table of mercy.
May the body and blood of our Lord and Savior keep us in grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. Generous God, in bread and cup, you have revealed your glory for all people to see together. Nourished by this meal, send us out to proclaim your good news of liberation and release, brought to birth in Jesus Christ, our Savior. And now we take that halftime pause for announcements, and the Arnie's in the back with the microphone. Go ahead, Dan.
Tomorrow, at 9:30, we are going to hopefully finish our painting project at the Burroughs House. It's the museum right behind the Pig and the Pancake. If any of you are interested in helping to paint, we're going to start work there at 9:30 tomorrow morning.
As you've probably seen in your Waves magazine, we have a couple of opportunities to give now during the giving season. One is to do what they call a reverse advent calendar, where you set aside a box in your house and each day put a shelf staple item, a can of food, pasta, juice, whatever, in that box each day until Christmas Eve, and then bring your box to church and set it by the barrel, and we'll see that it gets to Newport Food Pantry to feed the hungry. And the other giving opportunity, you've probably noticed the giving tree out in the narthex. Foster Parents Association was running a little late on getting the cards this year. They had a computer glitch, so we have to run fast if we're going to be giving gifts to the foster children. But so please, if you would like to give a gift to a foster child, please take your peg today and sign your name on the paper that's by the tree and bring your gift in mid-month. They're going to distribute them on the 20th of December to the family. So maybe December 15th, have your gift under our big tree by then. They don't want them wrapped, but you can put them in a box or a gift bag. So thank you very much.
I am sad to report that Shannon White is probably in his last days. A lot of you know him from years gone by. They moved to California quite a while ago. Donna passed away about 2.5 years ago, May of 21. Shannon's been living in a care facility. He might have a few days. He's also got COVID along with his other handicaps. His birthday would be 12/9. So please keep Shannon and Shannon Jr. and Megan in your prayers as they go through, and Lorinda, in your prayers and thoughts during this very, very difficult time. I have a card here. I'm going to put it on the corner of the desk out there, the reader desk. Please sign it, and then we'll get this off in the mail, and then maybe another one. This one is thinking of you. Thank you.
The children have labeled Advent wreath coloring pages for everyone in the church, so they are labeled with what each candle represents, and there are crayons on the table, and so while you're decorating the tree and snacking, you're invited to color. If you don't finish your wreath, or if you want to take it home and color a candle each week, feel free to also take the crayons. We have hundreds downstairs. So if you don't have any at home, you can take the ones that are on the table. And for example, this week, the first candle is the
Hope candle.
Okay. And what is it also sometimes called?
Prophets.
Okay, so if you are curious why the Hope Candle is also called the Prophet's Candle, feel free to ask any of the children, and I'm sure they will explain it to you. So, additional activity for you to do while you're enjoying your treats.
Yeah, and then we got Jeanette in the back. Oh, we got two more. Okay.
Well, you're probably saying, oh, no, not her again. But I want to thank you for those of you that have filled out your pledge forms. Last Sunday after I made my speech, we had about 7 more people sign up. However, there was one mystery paper in that it's filled out except the person hasn't signed it. I don't know who you are. So if you think you may have turned in without signing your name, see me during coffee hour. I'll be able to decipher from what I have versus if you come and say you did it and I don't have your name, it's you. The other thing I want to remind you is that if you are getting short of envelopes, we appreciate it if you would take a piece of paper, write down your name and your number if you know it, and give it to either Raynette or Sandy, and then they will see that I get it. And we'll get you a box, a new box of cards, envelopes, and we'll put them in your box for next week. Thank you very much.
I think Penelope.
Inviting you to join us for an important conversation about the threats to transgender health care here in Lincoln County. One of the insurance reimbursers, in fact the major one in the area, has decided that they are possibly going to deny any health care access for people dealing with any of these issues, and they're going to limit the practitioner who provides these services, hospital accessibility. And so there's a huge conversation. It's going to be, they just changed the date, so I have to look at this. This Friday, December 8th at 6 p.m. at the Rec Center, room 117. And it's just going to be a conversation for the community to get together and voice our opinions and have people see that we feel that this is important and that nobody should be denied access to health care. And so if you're an ally and you'd like to come, again, it's this Friday, December 6th, December 8th at 6 p.m. at the Rec Center. And if you want to ask me questions outside of this space, I would be happy to talk to you about that.
Are there any more?
The men's breakfast group will meet here at the church Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m., and we will travel to Celeste for breakfast.
Okay. So here, Thursday, 7 p.m. We would like to just invite everybody after service. We have Christmas decorations. We have Christmas cookies. Please come decorate our Christmas tree, have some good fellowship, and we have some wreaths to decorate again. So please join us for that. Yes, Ray.
Just one more. Pastor, did you want to mention Holden services coming up?
Yes, thank you. Thank you. We're in Advent, so and Advent, we have our 7 p.m. Wednesday evening service, Holden evening prayer. If you have been there, you know it is the gem, I think, of the Lutheran tradition, and it's just a great experience to come. So if you want that moment of silent prayer, a song, a sacred encounter, this Wednesday, 7 o'clock. Now let us prepare our hearts for the benediction. The God of peace bless you. The love of Christ sustain you in hope, and the anointing of the Holy Spirit remain upon you now and forever.
Thank you.
in peace, keep awake.